This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Began the first hour with a clip, I believe it's from NBC, talking about the Joe Biden polling and what happened. Here's a CNN equivalent that, in my opinion, is just as damning.
As you know, Americans don't assess the economy through the economic indicators and data that we all report on constantly. They assess it through how they feel about it. 34% currently approve of Biden's handling of the economy, so significantly lower than his overall job approval. 66% disapprove. And when you ask, how is the economy going today? What's your rating of it? 30% of Americans say it's good. 70% of Americans say it's poor. I just want to note here that the economy is overwhelmingly the most important issue for voters. This is not insignificant. And so while there are a ton of other issues that we discuss, and even issues that the president performs worse on, the Israel-Hamas war, immigration, the economy is still front and center for people. So this is something you're going to hear Biden talk about day in and day out to try to boost those numbers up as well.
That is horrific news, and what's really horrific about it is buried underneath the story. Okay, 34% disapprove, 60% approve of Biden, 64% disapprove. That's bad enough. But here's what he says. He says that doesn't match to what the polls show about him, his performance in general. That's just the economy. But his performance is better. So 66% of the people don't like his handling of the economy, but his numbers are better overall in just being Joe Biden. 70% say that the economy is poor, and the guy giving the polling says this: he performs worse on Hamas and illegal immigration and other issues. He didn't even go into detail. So he's performing worse on Hamas, illegal immigration, the economy. 70% of the people think it's poor. 66% of the people disapprove of his handling of the economy, but his numbers are good. Yeah. See, I don't believe it. And I'm going to tell you why else I don't believe it. And I know this, you're going to go, well, Kevin, come on, every president has to plan, you know, for a loss or whatever. Okay, fine. You know, why is Joe Biden turning to Steven Spielberg for his messaging strategy? Here's what they said. He's reportedly turned to Hollywood director Spielberg for political strategy as he campaigns for re-election. So the guy that did films like E.T., Raiders of the Lost Ark, in other words, other acts of fiction, he's going to help Joe Biden, you know, kind of clean up his act. Spielberg, they say, has been a big supporter of Biden, a major Democratic donor for years. He's given millions to Democrats and PACs. And in December, he attended another fundraising event for Biden with other Hollywood stars, including Rob Reiner and Barbara Streisand. So they're going to organize another fundraiser with Hollywood notables in Los Angeles that's going to bring in Biden and Baby Black Jesus again. And they're going to try to set a new record, because Donald Trump did one fundraiser and doubled, almost doubled what Biden did when he had everybody at Madison Square Garden. How do you think old Joe's going to do at this private event? He's going to knock it out of the park. Obama should not have been a two-term president, but I'm glad Romney lost. I'm actually ecstatic. You're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you next. You ready? I'm actually ecstatic that Barack Obama served two terms. There you go. Get that out to all the black people out there so I can get my black card back. See, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Baby Black Jesus, validated what we knew would happen, which is his presidency would be a disaster. But here's what he did. He prevented two rhino Republicans from attaining that office and setting us off on yet another snipe hunt. A tangent we would not be where we are today had baby black Jesus not served two terms. Not one, but two. Because if we had had Romney get inserted in there, it would have derailed conservatism. Leftists don't like to hear this, but you want to know what Barack Obama made sure of? Donald Trump. He is the father of Trumpism, the father of MAGA. It's hard to believe, but that is a fact. The father of MAGA is Barack Insane Obama. You probably hadn't thought of it that way. Maybe you think of him, at the very least, you could at least say he's the grandpappy, right? Because he fathered Donald Trump. I know it's hard to believe. I know you're sitting there going, come on, Kevin, Trump is older than Obama. How could he father him? He fathered him politically. He fathered Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, I will only run for office if I see gross incompetence. He saw it. Barack Obama's his daddy. So when you're talking to black folks, say, why are you mad at Barack? Why are you mad at Donald Trump? Barack Obama's his daddy. And they go, when black people look at you, what you talking about? Say, Barack Obama is the father of Donald Trump. And they'll look at you like you're crazy. And you go, look, if Barack Obama had been a rock star president, do you think Donald Trump could have won? Oh, yeah. See, I'm breaking it down for you. You ain't going to hear this on any other show. See, those white guy shows don't understand the way I think. There he goes, colorizing the show again. One of my friends goes, Kevin, why do you have that thing in your show that goes, he's black? And I go, because I am. I make fun of color. I make fun of race. That's what you should be doing. So, baby black Jesus is the daddy of Donald Trump. He is the grandfather, at the very least, of the MAGA movement. And I'm going to tell you, if you think of it, many of you are going, I didn't think of it that way, Kevin. I know. But now that you are, you're going, it's kind of it is true. It's true. Oh, Barack Obama never would have started the MAGA movement. No, no way. But his actions led to it. Now, for some people, that's a stretch.
Kevin, he's not responsible for MAGA. How dare you?
I get it. You can be mad at me. I ain't mad at you, but you can be mad at me. But the logic is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, if Barack Obama had not made race an issue in America, and had come in and done the things he said he was going to do, like fixing the border for one. I mean, he was still going to be a radical. We were going to get Obamacare and some other crap like that. But we would undoubtedly be a different country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As I explained in the previous segment, there is good in everything. Barack Obama winning 2 terms turned out to be good. It's not as good for America as Donald Trump serving 2 terms. But what Barack Obama did was give us Donald Trump. He is the daddy of Donald Trump, the political daddy. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, please go to the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Look over our merch at shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You'll find stuff there to support, I promise you. And our merch, I'm so proud of it. I feel like it's my baby. And you know what? I feel like people are telling me, Kevin, your baby's ugly. Because when I was helping Brandon Tatum get his merch going, Brandon was making $19,000 a month in merch. We worked together for 60 days. He got it up to $81,000. I'm talking about to him in merch. Now, he had millions more followers, and you know he was under Turning Point's wing and all that. And good for him. I mean, I'm happy. He told me at one point he was averaging $66,000 of profit in merch every month. That's why we were consulting together. So I was very excited for him. But I got to tell you, And I will give him this. Brandon has some stuff that's for his brand. But we've done the same thing. And I'm telling you, we can't rub two nickels together on merch because we're shadow banned. The products that we make, Google won't let out. It is up to our team to do this. It's up to you guys to spread the word. I think my Trump tennis shoes are the best thing since the bread slicing machine. I'm serious. And, you know, they should literally be walking off the shelves. But, you know, we've sold a handful of them. Come on, seriously? Our merch is our message. Get a pair. I don't mean the shoes. I'm talking about grow a pair and wear the shoes or wear one of the shirts or wear a MAGA fist hat or something else because that you want to let people know. By the way, speaking of which, there was a guy a leftist keyed a person's car because they had an FJB sticker on it. I get it. You people are like, Kevin, I don't want to walk around and stuff, you know, advertising my support of Donald Trump. Well, shame on you. That guy's going to jail, by the way. We'll talk about that another day. As I started with, there's good in everything. The Biden administration, they cheated that sucker in and tried to pass this radical agenda. And you know what's happened? We got Donald Trump coming back, baby. Coming back in November. Don't feel bad. He's coming back. Baby Black Jesus gave us Donald Trump, the political daddy of Donald Trump. And his political brother, Joe Biden, is giving him back to us. Whatever, I don't know what Biden is. Stepdaddy? Is he a stepdaddy? My producer said stepdaddy. That's too funny. The Biden administration is in hospice. It is in hospice. The media, the DOJ, these leftist organizations that support Joe Biden, they're watching over Joe Biden in hospice. He's at his house. He's in a gurney. And they got, you know, the what do they call it? The drip going into his arm, into his vein. And Joe's watching his favorite soap opera and reminiscing about old times when he got arrested with old Negroes and his uncle got shot down and he did more push-ups than anybody with corn pop. But he's in hospice. The writing is on the wall for Joe Biden. He knows that the reality is sinking in for him and his corrupt administration. They know they're not going to have a second term. They'll be lucky if Joe Biden can finish his first term. So they don't get a second chance to destroy America. Now, here's the thing. I don't want conservatives looking too far ahead. But we do have to look at life after Trump. But the Democrats, they got to face life after Biden in only a few months because he's toast. That sucker cannot win. They can't even cheat him in this time. And here's a question for you. We've kind of touched on it in previous broadcasts, but what's going to happen when Donald Trump takes over? What is the, I mean, if I were Trump, I'd be laying out my agenda. The first thing I'd do, I'd fire that sucker, Ray. What's his name? Ray? I know it's his last name. I can't think of his first name. Anyway, I would fire the FBI director. I'd clean house at the CIA and the NSA. I would clean freaking house. I would look at political ideologies. I would look at Facebook pages. I would say, who is a conservative? Who wants to see the right thing done regardless of political affiliation and isn't going to compromise? That's who I'd be looking for, those kind of folks. Anyway, what would you like to see happen? I would like to see Fauci arrested. I'd like to see the Biden family arrested. I'd like to see Hillary Clinton out of politics. Okay, arrested, I'll go there. Joe Biden's administration formally began planning for a potential presidential transition, aiming to ensure the continuity of government no matter the outcome of the November election. Shalanda Young, the director of the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, sent memos to all executive departments and agencies directing them to name a point person for transition planning by May the 3rd. It's a routine first step, they say, in congressionally mandated preparedness for presidential transitions. Yeah, it is. It is a routine step. No question about it. But it's one that I promise you these people are going, ooh, Lord, what are we going to do? White House staff, chief of staff, rather, Jeff Zients, who also chaired Biden's 2020 transition effort, will lead the first meeting of the White House Transition Coordinating Council. Can you imagine being the person that's got to get all organized and say, we got to think about what happens when we hand this over to Donald Trump? Can you imagine the, what do they call those things, those shredders? They have bought industrial shredders to the White House. They know, man, it is not smooth transition or not. It's going to be an ugly transition when Donald Trump puts in, I don't know, people are saying, let Ted Cruz be AG. I want to see an AG that follows the law and goes after these guys. Let me tell you what the Democrats' only hope is. Their only hope is they can win the House. That's why they're focusing on House seats. I don't know who your House seat, your House representative is. You better be looking at who that person is, and you better go vote that person into office. I mean, we talk about these others. I want you to vote for your mayor, your city council, your school board, all of it. But your House representatives, your representative is going to be a very important person. We must have the House. And quite frankly, there should be no impediment to us winning the House and the Senate. Anyway, going back to this Presidential Transition Act, it says it provides federal support for major party candidates to prepare to govern so they can have their personnel to take in place to take policy actions on the first day in office. Making sure presidential candidates are ready to take charge of the federal government. Let me tell you, if there's anybody who should have the who should be lined up with the right folks, even though I don't like Donald Trump's choice of people all the time, he should have learned his lesson, and he should be ready to go. There's another transition happening right now. I'm going to get into it in just a second. It has to do with Kamala Harris and how they're positioning her going forward.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There are four law enforcement officers now dead, several others injured, after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police say officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home when a suspect opened fire. That suspect died, but another person inside the home soon started firing, hitting, and killing the marshals. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting Atlanta Monday, speaking at the kickoff of what's being called the Economic Opportunity Tour. During her remarks, Harris promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion.
In spite of those who, in certain parts of our country, want to attack DEI, we understand that you can't truly invest in the strength of our nation if you don't pay attention to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Harris also discussed the Biden administration's support for small business investments and minority-owned businesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What is Kamala Harris most known for besides sleeping with powerful men to get lofty political positions? Anybody want to take a guess? If you said the cackle, then you'd be right.
Is that a socialist or progressive perspective? No. No, it is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who was also a prosecutor, who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip hop. More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids. And say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
And I remember watching in the Oakland Hills, Northern California, the landscape turning from green to brown. And everyone, from my mother, our teachers, the radio DJs, KDIA, Lucky 13, saying how important it was to conserve water.
I titled this segment, Getting Ahead of the Curve, because that's what this latest story is about. They are now going after, they want you to understand the reasoning behind Kamala Harris's cackle, her laugh. It's not nervous laughter. It's not that she's not ready for prime time. It's not any of the things you think. It's a whole different thing. They want you to understand it now. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. She responded to critics, I'm reading this, who love to talk about the way I laugh. That's what she told Drew Barrymore when she was on her show. You know, that hard-hitting Drew Barrymore show. She just sat for an exclusive interview that aired yesterday. The Drew Barrymore Show, and they brought up the laugh issue. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because it seems like, what's the big deal? Why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because they're prepping. They're prepping. They got to make you understand Kamala Harris is ready. Forget that laugh. Forget that crazy laugh and all that it signifies. Forget every crazy thing that this woman has said.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been?
What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be?
Unburdened by what has been.
What can be? Unburdened by what has been.
Who we can be? Unburdened by who we have been.
What can be? Unburdened by what has been.
Where we can be, unburdened by where we have been, and unburdened by where we are right now.
What can be? Unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What could be unburdened by what had been?
What can be unburdened by what has 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 been.
Unburdened by what has been, believing in what can be.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
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 What could be unburdened by what had been.
What can be unburdened by what has 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 been.
What can be, what should be unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
See what can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
Unburdened by what has been and knowing what can be.
Have a sense of vision about what can be unburdened by what has been.
To see what can be unburdened by what has been.
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 That can be unburdened by what has been.
There are those who are unable to see what can be, but there are many more who are able to see what can be unburdened by what has been.
Starting to get the idea of this dump speech? Welcome back to What Can Be Unburdened by What Has Been. Oh my gosh. So here's what Kamala Harris said. People who will be like, you know, if you trip and fall, they'll laugh with you. But then they'll pick you back up and push you back out there. You know, that's really important. And I think we, you know, when we talk about the power and the, you know, I believe, I'm not, this is what she actually said. I believe one should try to never let anyone take your power from you. Applause. And that includes knowing what it is your power is to do and being intentional about it. These are her words. I'm not making this up. And then you'll love this part. And then, you know, you were asking me earlier about what it means to be like the first woman. And, you know, it's funny because people still got to get used to this, right? I mean, my staff, for example, I'm not kidding. I wish we had this so you could hear it. Sometimes they'll show me little things that just amuse me. Like, apparently some people love to talk about the way I laugh. Oh, we do have that clip, don't we?
Apparently, some people love to talk about the way I laugh.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love your laugh.
Well, let me just tell you something. I have my mother's laugh. Oh. And I grew up around a bunch of women in particular who laughed from the belly. Yeah. They laughed. They would sit around the kitchen and drinking their coffee, telling big stories with big laughs. I'm never going to be. That's just, I'm not that person. And I think it's really important for us to remind each other and our younger ones, don't
be confined to other people's perception about what this looks like and who you how you should act in order to be, right? It's really important. It's important.
I love your laugh, and I love that message.
For the record, Kamala Harris finally got it right. She got it right. I told you guys this story years ago. I said, when I worked for a guy, he was a very buttoned up guy, very good looking guy. I mean, stylish, the whole deal. Pardon me. And he had hired me and we were at an event and he wanted me to work with this one CTO who was a black dude because we wanted the business. It was a $2 million deal. It wasn't even my deal. So me and this guy, we hit it off, man. And we're joking and having a great time yucking it up. And so we all get together and something comes up. I don't know. It was a story. And it just broke me down. I mean, it was so funny. You couldn't go like, ha, 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 ha. It was a belly gut-wrenching laugh. And I laughed hard. And so did the CTO. And I remember the guy who was my boss looking at me like, you've lost your decorum. And I remember saying, I told one of my buddies, I said, see, that was the moment I knew that he was a fake. His name is Lee. I won't say his last name. But I said, that was the moment I knew he was a fake. Because it was a time for a big laugh. It was a time for guys to say, you know what, to heck with convention. We can let ourselves down and be who we are. He didn't do it. And see, I'm that way. The problem I have with Kamala Harris isn't her laugh. The problem I have with Kamala Harris is all the other crazy stuff that she says.
I think it's very important for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present. So during Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history throughout history. The significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
When we come back, we'll talk more about this because I'm telling you, this is a setup. Joe Biden's out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They are sending Kamala Harris out on a feel-good tour. They want people to have a different perspective of Kamala Harris, perception, I should say, of Kamala Harris. And the first thing they got to do is they have to make you understand that her cackle, her laugh is not something to be ridiculed. It's part of who she is. And that's why she went on the Drew Barrymore show to make sure that people understood this was her inherent laugh. This is the laugh she got from her mother. This is the laugh she got from watching women, not men, watching women yuck it up with each other. These heartfelt women that were just, and I don't disagree with her. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't disagree with her one bit. Absolutely. You need to be who you are genuinely. Now, that doesn't mean you don't refine yourself. have a friend. She's an acquaintance. She came to our comedy show with another friend who they were on a date. And I got to tell you, she has the loudest laugh ever. And this girl is your prototypical blonde bombshell. I think she's Croatian. Anyway, I introduced her to a friend of mine. They went on. They came to the date to go come see my comedy show. And her laugh, I mean, it's loud and obnoxious, but endearing in its own way. And she will tell you up front when she dates a guy, she'll say, "Hey, I want you to know I have a crazy laugh. There's nothing you can do about it." And by the way, this lady is an executive at her company. So I don't disagree with that, but you got to be good. You got to be able to back it up with something. See, the problem with Kamala Harris is it isn't her laugh. It's the other things around her. I want to get to the big picture here. Something's going on with Joe Biden. Something's happening. They're not going to tell you. Look, you want to credentialize everybody in your administration, no question about it. But what Kamala Harris should be focused on is what does it take for us to get reelected? Why do people need to vote for Joe Biden? But she's on the Drew Barrymore show. Drew Barrymore show talking about her laugh, credentializing herself, making herself more appealing if you are trying to, by saying, "Look over that. That's not who I am." She's not touting the boss, the guy. She should be saying to that audience, "Look, you can make all the fun you want about my laugh, but politics is not a laughing matter in most sense. I mean, we've got a job to do here. We've got to get reelected, yada, yada, yada." She didn't go into that. Now, maybe she did later on. But I'm going to tell you, if you're out there being a surrogate for the guy who's getting his butt kicked in every poll, did you listen to the first part of this show when I highlighted all the things that are going on with Joe Biden? If you are not out there touting your guy, something's up. See, this is what I'm talking about when I talk about media training. It isn't what they're telling you. It's what they're not telling you. I don't think most people are going to be covering this story this way because they're not thinking about it this way. Why tout the VP? Let me put it this way. Donald Trump is in the midst of a VP pick. There are people out there he's looking at, and it is a topic of discussion. In his case, there's going to be somebody new. He's not taking Pence, who is a worthless piece of scrum. So he's not picking him. He's going to pick somebody else. He's not going to pick Kristi Noem after she shoots a dog or does something like that. But he wasn't going to pick her to begin with. So who's he going to pick? Supposedly Vivek Ramaswamy's off the table. I don't know. There are good people out there. I told you, I think he should pick Marco Rubio. These are stories. These are legitimate stories and legitimate people. Joe Biden's got his VP. She doesn't need to credentialize herself or to get over something as a perception about her. I mean, to some degree she does. I'm not going to lie, because people are looking at the VP and going, "Well, she will take over after Biden." I'll tell you what conservatives think about Trump's VP. Who cares? I mean, we want to have a person on the ticket. And I'm going to tell you what conservatives are thinking about Trump's VP is who's going to take the mantle after Donald Trump. Because we are concerned that we can continue this MAGA movement and the right person is in place to do that. That's our only concern about a VP. Other than that, we're not concerned about, we know something could happen to Trump and we want the VP to step in. So there is that. But we were as concerned about the VP when Trump picked Pence as we are this time around. The only thing we want, let me tell you want him to pick the right person this time. You don't want a turncoat sellout like Mike Pence. You don't want one of these rhino Republicans who will smile in your face and then go do the opposite when you need them. That's the only thing. Other than that, we don't care. This movement is built around one dude. And therein lies a problem for the Democrats. Their movement is built around one demented, corrupt dude who is so full of himself. That pathologically lying scumbag comes on every day. He comes out with a new story. He got arrested with black people on a porch. He got arrested with Nelson Mandela. He got shot down in a plane. His uncle, who was a flight deck guy, flew planes over the war zone and got killed in action. Total lies. And they know it. And something's going on. And that's why they got Kamala Harris out here making the circuit. And her circuit isn't about, let me put it to you this way. When Donald Trump picks his VP, you can be guaranteed, I will say this, you better pay attention. When Donald Trump picks his VP, it won't be about his VP. It will be about the MAGA Trump agenda. That person will go out and extol the virtues of Trump's first presidency, first administration, first term. He will then talk about what Donald Trump is going to be doing. There will be so little about this person. I mean, people are going to be talking about him. They're going to be in the news the whole time. Trump and him are going to be doing, or her. But at the end of the day, it won't be, well, my laugh is that William. My mama told me my laugh. I listen to my mama laugh and whatever. It won't be any of that. And you can bet the vetting process for this VP is going to be thorough. That's why I'm telling you, I believe if you put a gun to my head right now, I tell you it's Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio brings a Latino vote. He's a good looking dude who's considered a pragmatist of sorts. He's been tested and he failed it when he ran for president because, you know, he got called out by Chris Krispy Kreme. But he's now more ready. He's got more stories. And he will be, I would be willing to bet you money he's being vetted heavily right now. I should have saved this for a whole other discussion. Maybe we should ask that question. Who do you think is going to be Trump's VP? 844-551-8255.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
We must together work together to see where we are, where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen.
To see what is possible, to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, to reject the notion that the way things have always been has to be the way things will continue to be.
I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
There is no vaccine for racism.
The climate crisis represents an existential threat to who we are as a species.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Because the reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human.
We have supposed leaders who are pushing science fiction instead of science fact.
This virus, it has no eyes, and yet it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other.
You guys are gonna see, you're gonna literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh my goodness.
With your own eyes, I'm telling you, it is gonna be unbelievable.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
And when folks vote, they order what they want, and in this case, they got what they asked for.
Welcome back, everybody. Our problem with Kamala Harris is not her laugh. It's her incompetence. It's the same thing that we've experienced with the entirety of the Biden administration. Our problem is not with Democrats per se. It's with their incompetence. It's with the nonsensical things that they try to force on us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.